Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. King Sha. Hey, yeah. Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many never won't buy. Keep the breath and still God. Still going hard by. Then they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these toothbrushes. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, they go move that. Holy pistol, I'ma shoot that. Bang, bang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a webcam. Chase, save, know they hate that. Ray J when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look that. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not do what I'm a cop. I guess you gotta learn the hard way. When it come to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. Yahweh. And my prayer stands bowfing. We coming through screaming holly. New Year, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their approval. Nah. The word is God saying, Mama, I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point faking with the rock. Jorting in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking verse, dope. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right. We the church folks. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 I don't care about the hands. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save all my brethren. Get a Bible, that's my weapon. Yeah, yeah, I'm strong, get in the Lord. No, I'm never flexing. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. Till your soul get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit fixed Home Depot. I want the hardest trio. Cancer, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole. Yeah, yeah, gotta be my hero. Strips to follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen the type of Christmas people. We be up in the streets for real though. Telling brothers what they feel and kill folks. This is working so, they feel hopeless though. That's what they think they're leaning, popping pills folks. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. And the favor from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a backline. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
I pray everyone can hear me fine on this evening, and I just want to give God praise for allowing us to be here safely and secure in Him. Amen. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound, hosted by Prophetic Wind Ministries. We are excited about the reactivation in this season to do the will of the Lord on the airways. Amen. I thank God for every guest that has been here this week. We had myself go forth on the first night of releasing the sound. Amen. Prophet Jean-Marie was here in spirit and praying for us. Amen. Last night we had Pastor Candace Worthy, who spoke about the surrender of the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I have an understanding that the surrender of the Lord is the key to our victory in this season. And so tonight we move forward and we're going to have my dear friend, my comrade in arms, Prophetess Wanda Kaur on tonight. Amen. And we are speaking about the sound of awakening. What does it look like to just wake up and know that God is in control? Amen. Having that security, that comfort, that he has you covered. Amen. And so before I release the mic to the woman of God, the Lord allowed, led me to this scripture to pray over the people of God on this hour. And, you know, it's coming from the book of Ephesians chapter 1. And the church of Ephesus in this time of scripture was in the heart of the belief system of Greek mythology and idolatry. How many of you know the church, they were facing what we face and then some? Amen. Paul began to pray a prayer over the church. And I believe we need to pray scripture over the body of believers more than ever. And so Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 says that the Lord God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. And how many of you know this season we need wisdom? We need revelation like never before. Verse 18 says, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to what he has called you, what are the riches of his glory, inheritance in the saints. And how many of you know he's not talking about your fleshly heart? He's talking about the heart of matter. He's talking about your mindset. He's talking about your thinking. He's talking about the purposes and the plans that you plug into, amen, the things that you are allowing yourself to be plugged into. That is the heart of the matter in this season. And verse 19 says, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his great might. And so I thank God that we are in the midst of a mighty God working mighty things. And the Lord wants you to know who you are, who you belong to. He wants to encourage you in this season that there is nothing that is too hard for him. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we dedicate this line. We dedicate this night unto you. We thank you, Lord, that it is finished by your word that is established on earth as it is in heaven. It is finished. Lord, awaken us to your revelation. Awaken us to your wisdom. Awaken us to the things of God like never before. Let a sound begin to reverberate in the hearts of your people, Father, turning minds, turning hearts, separating both bone and marrow. Let it be done, a multifaceted work, Father God, that only you can do in this hour. And I thank you. And I give you all of the praise and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And at this time, I want to welcome my dear friend, Prophetess Wanda Kaur. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
I am great. I am great. We are so excited to have you back on the prophetic sound. I know the Lord has given you a word in due season. So I am not going to tarry the time. I am going to turn the mic over to you, woman of God.
Well, just thank you for having me again. And we are just excited about what God is doing in this season. In spite of what everything that's going on, we still know God has a plan. But I was excited to hear that the word the Lord gave you. So I want you to jump in. Where you feel the spirit of the Lord moving, because when you was talking about the heart, I believe that's the time that we're in right now. God is challenging the people's heart. And it's just not the believer. It's everyone who's hearing his word. We know that this time right now we are in, we're on the road to Passover. There are so many people that before the coronavirus really hit and got really spread it and it really got in the news that we're already on a 40-day fast. I know Lou Engel and different ministries and those type of things were doing a 40-day fast, and people had already been talking about different things to expect. We know this is the year 5780. I think I talked about this before when I was with you. We the era of pay, and it's about speaking and everything. So in this season, and we are actually in a month of decrees, and so it is so important for the body of Christ to begin to hear what thus saith the Lord and begin to decree what he's saying. But I really believe that the word of God, when we really listen and we are leaned in towards him, is going to pierce our hearts and begin to remove the things that are not supposed to be there. I believe that what we're going through right now, God is dealing with our hearts. And so, you know, as a believer, we got to be aligned. And I just think that is just such a, an on-time word for the season. I believe God is aligning us. Not just aligning us to his word, but he's aligning everything that's connected to us to him, because we are moving into a great season. God is moving us into the promises and the plans that he has for us. But in order for us to be successful in them, we have to deal with some things first. Does that make sense, woman of God?
Absolutely, it does. It makes great sense. And it's definitely confirmation to what God has been speaking and what he's been confirming in the hearts of many of his people, that we are going through a recalibration and an alignment, even a trimming of the fat, where the Lord is removing things that are not necessary so that we can be fully effective for this coming season.
Yeah, and when you look at Romans chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading from the Passion Translation, and I'm just going to go all the way down to verse number 28. It says, "You are not a Jew if it's only superficial, for it's more than a surgical cut of a knife that makes you Jewish, but you are Jewish because of an inward act of spiritual circumcision." Watch this, a radical change that lays bare your heart. It's not by the principle of law, but by the power of Holy Spirit. For then your praise will not come from people, but it will come from God himself. And I believe that's what's going on right now. I believe when all of this is said and done, I believe the church is going through a major change. And I believe you're going to be able to tell the ones who have really been through the process versus those who are really living this thing superficial, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. And that is, I believe, something that the Lord is, it has been trying to get his people to for a very long time, but it took a shaking to awaken his people enough to come out of their lethargy, that sleeping that the church has been doing for so long. And now the church is starting to awaken and realize, as the Lord is sifting our hearts, wait a minute, I think we missed it here. I think we could have did better there. I think we need to add this on because this was God's plan in the first place. So we're starting to hear the purposes and the plans of God so much more clear because of the silence, because of the lack of distraction.
And you know what? Also, what I'm learning in this hour, woman of God, is that for some, the word is now becoming real.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we'll say, you know, we'll quote scriptures almost like they're a cliche, and we'll say, you know, this, that, and the other, and we'll quote this and say this. But now the word is becoming real, where now they're hearing the word and believing that, okay, this is really God moving in this, and now their hearts are being affected because of what they heard. And the one thing that we have to understand is that, you know, God's desire was always to be with us, never to be separated from us. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory, but there is a plan to get us back into right relationship with him. And, you know, talking about Passover, that was the whole thing with Passover. It was separating ourselves onto him and shutting off everything else. And so right now, I just believe, you know, with Passover, the family celebrated Passover in the home. Everybody had to be in the home. and the blood was on the doorpost, you know. And so when death came to pass over, when they started, when the death angel saw the blood, it would pass over your home. But everybody was in the home, ready and prepared to move when God spoke. And that's what the body of Christ has to ask themselves right now. Are we really ready and prepared for when God speaks? Are you really separated onto him? And so right now, I just believe God has given us that opportunity to reevaluate ourselves. And I'm telling you now, just being in the house, and I have my teens, and I'm with my husband more and stuff like that, I'm seeing stuff that I didn't recognize before, that I'm realizing, okay, I need to get this in alignment. I need to get this in order for me to be able to do the work that God has called me to do. And so, you know, I love the story of Joshua chapter 5 when they come in. The first thing Joshua does is that he has them pause at Gilgal. Why? Because these are the sons of those who died in the wilderness. They died by the way. But these are the sons of those who fought in the army. And so he's getting them prepared for battle. But first, I need you to pause. And he circumcises all these sons who are taking their father's place, who are no longer there. But he circumcised them. And because we need to make sure that you are separated unto God. And I think that's the question that we're seeing right now. Not for those who don't believe. I'm talking about for us who already walk in this walk and it's called to go to a higher level in him. Are you really separated like you need to be separated? And are you really aligned with the word that he is speaking over your life? And I just want to encourage the body of Christ right now. This, you know, it seemed like it's a whole bunch of stuff going on. We would say, why would God allow this to happen? But I'm believing God is allowing some things to go on so we don't miss our harvest. Because the one thing that we have to understand, too, is that Passover is also harvest time. God gave us three times to come to him, not empty-handed, but come to him. And it's so amazing that he sets up the appointed times to meet with him during harvest time. So we don't even have an excuse to come to him empty. And so, but I just believe that the body of Christ is so, sometimes we can get caught so, and I'm not talking about worldly things. I'm just talking about on the things that we are already doing, that we don't miss the things that God is doing. And so right now, I just believe he's giving us an opportunity to say, hey, it's harvest time. This is the barley harvest. When we first enter into Passover, before we get to unleavened bread, first fruits, and Pentecost, which is the wheat harvest, God is where the harvest begins. So I just believe God is causing us to pause also for us not to miss our harvest.
Amen. Amen. And I believe that to be so too. I believe that we are in a divine, like you said, this is an opportunity. And when Prophet Sue was on, she began to speak around the same lines that this is an opportunity for us to get tuned into the new frequency that God is switching the body of believers into. I believe that we had gotten so caught up that many things had become gods, even ministry at one point, right? So the Lord is like, you know what? If I don't do something now, the church will be scarcely saved. So what is going to happen to the world when the church loses its salt and its flavor? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, woman of God. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I believe that we are seeing a paradigm shift in the body.
Yeah.
That is the body will never be the same after this.
No.
So
I don't think we can go back to business as usual. And for those who do, I believe it's you haven't learned anything. I believe we're going to come out of this. We're going to come out of this better. Things that we depended on 2 months ago, we can't even depend on right now. You know, just even everyday routines have changed. And God is showing me the importance of being in his face more, being in his presence. You know, God been dealing with me all, you know, for during this week about how his presence carried his voice. You know, those who saying, I don't hear God, means you got to get into the presence of God. You know, and so, you know, the Bible talks about when you even talking about with the story of Passover, you know, when you talk about Rahab, when Joshua sent the two spies out, you know, Rahab told the spies, as soon as we heard what God did, our hearts melted. There was an instant change in the people as soon as they heard what God did. We are not changing, and we're in church every week. And so I believe God is having us to reevaluate, you know. And I thought about even the process Rahab went through, you know. Hebrew honors her as a woman of faith, but the book of James honors her faith by her works. And, you know, now we're in a position where we can't talk about faith. Faith is going to have to be demonstrated. And the body of Christ has to be careful, because the church is arguing the fight is those who got faith and those who got fear. You know, because I stayed home in the beginning does not mean I have fear. Because the Bible also says obey the law of the land. I got common sense. But right now, we have to be able to demonstrate our faith by our works. And that's what Rahab did when she hid the spies. But while she's in the midst of their company, the Bible says she goes up to the place where they are. And, you know, when Moses sent the spies out, he sent out 12. Joshua sent out 2, because only 2 came back with a good report. And so I still believe it was the same tribes. You had Caleb and you had Joshua that came back with a good report. Caleb was from the tribe of Judah. Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim. And we also know that later on Rahab does marry, because she's in the genealogy of Christ. And her husband's name is Salmon, and his name is Peace. And so we know, you know, Judah means praise. Ephraim is fruitfulness. And we were saying Selma's peace. So I'm just looking at who she aligned herself with. She aligned herself with praise. She aligned herself with fruitfulness, and she came in covenant with peace. You know, and so I just even believe during this time that God has us to himself. He is causing divine alignment to the things that we need in order for us to be able to walk out his plans and purposes for our life.
Amen. Amen. So. In so many words, he's calibrating us and resetting us. He's repositioning us. And
yeah.
And that was definitely one of the things that you know, the Spirit of God was unctioning us to be very discerning in what we align with in this season. Because
yeah.
Like you said, there is going to be a separation. There's going to be that remnant that's going to say, you know what, I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to change. I'm going to let God speak to my heart. I'm not going to go back to business as usual. Then you're going to have those that are just not ready to let go of the old wineskin. And
you know what I'm finding? And I don't mean to interrupt you, woman of God, but this thought just came to me. You know what I'm finding out is that people believe God when – you know, when he shows up, the problem is that they believe him and remain in the same place.
Mm.
And during this time of Passover, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 12, you know, they had their sandals on, the walking stick in their hands, their loins girded. Watch this. He said, even when you bake your bread, don't put no leaven in it, because you ain't even got time to wait for your bread to rise. Because the day you hear my voice, I need you to move. The people of God believe God. We got people that believe God. Oh, they're receiving the word. The thing is that they're trying to do it and remain in the same place they received it instead of moving forward. Rahab had instructions. Listen, put that cord in the window, because when we come, whoever in the house is going to be taken out. But if you in that street, you ain't going to make it. Their blood is not going to be on our hands. Everybody who needs to transition needs to be in the house. There was instructions that was given, and I believe they had to be ready, because it wasn't a set day, a set time that she knew of. She just knew she had to be ready to move. My life is changing. Things is different. My mindset has changed because my heart has changed. I'm seeing things differently. I'm hearing God. I know it's his voice speaking to me, and I'm expecting him to do new things, but some people refuse to move out of the place where they're at instead of moving forward with God. In other words, you got to be ready to follow him, and some people just want to do it the way they want to do it.
Come on. That's
Amen.
Good.
You know, and so, Amen. You know, a lot of times I don't believe is that everybody missed him. People didn't know. I just believe they wasn't ready to move. And when I think about Passover, it teaches us to be ready. Not preparing. You got to be ready. We had a whole era of preparation. God gave us insight. We moved from IN to pay. IN means to see. God allowed us to see something. We had an era of preparation. Now this is an era of, now I need you to speak it and move on it.
That's it. That's it. And, you know, we mentioned something, and it sounded very elementary in its delivery, but it was so true, that we came out of the cliche of get ready, get ready, get ready.
yeah,
and,
come on.
And now we have to be ready, be ready, be ready. And there's still, there's still, unfortunately, those that are getting ready. And so we have to, like the woman of God just said, we can't afford in this season to hope that we're ready. You need to know
right.
your hope of glory and know that you are ready to shift and to move. And we talked about being fluid in the things of
yeah.
God. In other words, being so pliable to the Holy Spirit that you're moving with his wind, you're moving with his waves. If he goes left, you're going left. If he goes right, you're going right. This is the season of obedience and not permissive
right.
obedience.
Right.
But God's
and
will for obedience. But go ahead, woman of God.
No, because what you were saying was so key. That's what I wanted you to go deeper in on, was the need of obedience. You know, because
yes.
the Bible talks about how obedience is better than sacrifice. If you would just touch on that a little, because I think that's where a lot of people get hung up at, because even delayed obedience is still disobedience. And
that's
so
it.
I believe it's the obedience key, doing what he tells you to do, and not in your time but his time. I'm telling you, this time of being in isolation with my children and just listening to the voice of God, you know how he'll even tell you, call your sister so-and-so. And we'll say, okay, you got five things in front of you, you know. So you put it off and you put it off and you put it off. But I'm finding now when God tells me to call somebody, I'm moving on it right then and there. And the response is, I needed that. So glad you called. A, B, and C is going on. You know what I'm saying? So if you would
yes.
just touch on that obedience key, because I believe that's key for the season, is obedience.
And I believe it's more than just key, because obedience will cause you to die to self.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about being co-crucified with the Lord. We have to die to our will and to our flesh. And the word says even Christ learned obedience. So we have
yeah.
to know that we are in a season of doing what the Spirit of God has commanded us to do, regardless of what self-sacrifice we must do. I'm thinking about, I think it's 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 10, where it speaks of when your obedience is complete. So there is a completion in obedience, a completion that will help to fulfill you, help to complete your faith. And the word says without faith, we can't please God, but you can't operate in faith without obedience.
Wow.
It is so key that David knew by the Spirit of God that if he was disobedient to the things of God, he understood that he would become the next Saul. Christ knew
wow.
that if he didn't learn
yeah.
obedience to the Father, that the whole world would perish. That's how important our obedience is. You know, sometimes we take very lightly what we feel God has said. And I don't
yeah.
know about you, but I remember the Lord years ago coming to me and saying, if my people really believe that they heard from me, why are they not responding accordingly? In other words, where is the obedience? And so in this season, the Lord's saying, okay, now you will either obey or you won't obey. But if you do not obey, I'm going to let you lay in your own bed that you made.
Wow.
There has been, and the woman of God just said it, there's been words on top of words. The prophets have spoken over and over again. They're blue in the face. The evangelists have come in and left. The Lord has sent so many words to his children, those who say they are called by his name.
And now
we're in a place where the rubber hits the road, and is your obedience complete?
And this is
why the Lord is sifting our hearts. He's sifting our hearts because he knows I have to give grace to my children because they're still not ready. So I have to produce something that is going to cause their maturity to come forth and their obedience to come into alignment with my will so that I can do what I need to do on the earth realm before I come back because I'm still seeking to save that which is lost.
Wow.
Your obedience is that important.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I'm a mother. When I tell my child, don't go touch the hot stove, it's not because I don't want to give him the hot stove. I don't want him to hurt himself.
Right.
The Lord is calling us to a deeper covenant obedience. He's calling us to a deeper intimacy through obedience. He's calling us to purposes that are still unknown through our obedience. But without obedience, you will never see your obedience complete and your destiny fulfilled.
Wow, that's so great, and that's so wonderful. You know, and I'm just in agreement with you because I do believe in order for us to walk in the things God has called us to do, we first have to respond to what he tells us to do.
Yeah.
And our response is we have to, you know, be obedient about that. And one thing that I'm learning about obedience, woman of God, is that obedience causes movement.
Yes.
The more you obey, the more you move. And I don't, you know, I don't think we even understand obedience is that unlocks doors. And that was the whole thing with Rahab, you know, in her inexperience with God, she heard the word and her heart was changed. And she began to move according to the plans and purpose of God, being obedient to the plans and purpose of God, a God who she at the time wasn't even serving, but it unlocked doors. It not only unlocked doors for her, but it unlocked doors for her whole entire family, everybody that was connected to her, you know. And so we have to understand that in this time, God is calling us to obey. He's calling us to be submissive. And we have to learn even how to be submissive to authority. In order, you know, I have this book by Watchman Nee called Spiritual Authority, and he writes in the book, he said, in order to operate in authority, you have to be subjected to authority. And
that's
how do you do that? Through your obedience, you know. And so I just believe this is a key reason why the Lord is want us to deal with the issues of our heart. Because if we deal with the issues of our heart, we won't be so reluctant, you know, to disobey him. And so, you know, woman of God, do you have anything, you know, regarding the issues of the heart?
Well, you know, one of the things that the Lord has been speaking to me is when the word declares that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And it is the things that are in our hearts that the Lord is purging so that things that we speak in this hour can be established. You know, the most powerful thing you just said is that the obedience of Rahab blessed her seed and her seed's seed.
Yeah.
So what the Lord is speaking about the heart is, as I'm sifting your heart and I'm causing you to speak those things that are not as they were, it is not just going to be a blessing to you, but it's going to be your children and your children's children that will begin to inherit the gifts that I have stored up because of your righteousness and your obedience.
That's awesome.
And
that's awesome.
Powerful to me because I got children. And I'm looking forward to children's children. And I want my life to leave legacy for them.
Right.
And we have that in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. And that's the whole reason why, you know, the feast were supposed to be a memorial. It's supposed to be a reminder for you to talk to your children about. And that's the one thing I find with this is talking to my children more about the things that's on my heart, more about the things that God is doing and reminding them of the word. You know what I mean? And so, you know, the Bible even says in Proverbs 4, you know, above all else, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it springs the issues of life, you know. And right now, I just believe that as God is even dealing with having us to deal with our heart issues, and we're cutting things away from our heart, that we also have to be on guard with it, so that the very things that He takes out and He gets rid of, we're not allowing other things to attach to it.
Amen.
So that we're not speaking the stuff that we need to speak at this time. In this season, it is so easy to speak negative right now. We're surrounded by negative. When you turn on the news, they talk about, don't get me wrong, we're praying for the families that are going through this, praying for the families, you know, that have lost loved ones. You know, we have a funeral home ourselves, you know. But at the same time, I'm also celebrating those who have been healed from it, you know. And so we want, you know, people, you know, to hear, you know, the things, the great things that God is, because we want to speak the right things out of our mouth. Even though we're surrounded by this, we got to continually speak that He's still a healer, that He's still God of heaven and earth, that He is God who is in control, you know, and stuff like that. We got to be ready not just to, you know, be like this on one side, but we also got to be ready to guard our heart on the other side, you know. And when you look at Judah means praise. It's an extension of the hand to lift up our hands to praise God, but it's also an extension for warfare. And so there are some things you're going to even have to war against to guard your heart.
That's good. That is so good.
You know, we have to remember that our heart is valuable. Our heart is the essence of who we are. It's your core being, you know, and our heart is where our dreams, our passions, our desires, and all those different components about us live. So at the same time, we got to be ready to war against those things that's coming against our heart. And that was that part of that scripture that you was reading. You know, we got to be ready to, you know, put in order, you know, all disobedience when our own obedience is fulfilled and complete.
Yes, yes. And you know, woman of God, this, the thing that I believe that we are learning as a people is where we fall short, the Lord picks up the pieces and He finishes the race. Amen. And so it is nothing that is too hard for Him. And in Philippians 1:21, it says, be confident in your obedience. So that means, you know, you don't have to trust in yourself when you're going forth in the things of God, and God, and you know, God has called you to a thing. And you're like the woman of God said, she knows that she woke up in the morning and He said, call Sister Papoofnik, check on Sister Papoofnik. You don't have to worry about rejection. You don't have to worry about abandonment. You don't have to worry about, you know, maybe I didn't have the right words to say today, because the Lord says, as long as you're walking in your obedience to Him, be confident in the things of God and Him in you. He wouldn't have called you to it if you weren't built for this. Amen.
Amen. And that's so awesome, because even when you think about the story of Rahab, you know, we all know the story. The Bible says she was a harlot, that her house was in the city walls. One writer I was reading said that her house was actually connected to the gate of the city. But I'm talking about, look at the lifestyle she led. And for her to have to call her father to her house, her mother to her house, you know, it's certain things, you know, that we have been through in our life, you know, and things we have done or even dealt with, and people have seen us do, where we can, you know, be shameful, you know, be embarrassed and that kind of thing. But like you said, when we know that this is God and we're walking in obedience to God, we don't have to worry about the rejection. We don't have to worry about what they're going to say. We don't have to worry about whether people are going to receive us or not, because we're doing this out of obedience to Him, and we're believing Him for what He's telling us to do, you know. And this is one thing she asked, if, you know, because I show kindness to you, I'm gonna need you to show kindness to my house, you know, and everybody that's connected to me, my father, my mother, my brothers and sisters, and everybody that's connected to them. You know what I'm saying? She had enough confidence in God that in spite of what I have done and how I've lived and what I've been through and how people have seen me, I believe that God is still going to work this out for us. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, when Joshua has, you know, had the men, the sons circumcised, this is what the Lord told him. Now the shame has been rolled away. And that's the one thing we have to understand. When God begins to deal with our hearts and those things begin to be cut away, the shame of everything that we have done has been rolled away. So it goes back to what you were saying. We don't have to worry about the rejection. We don't have to worry about this, that, and other. Because the things that I once carried, I don't even carry that no more when I begin to deal with the issues of my heart and walk in obedience to God.
Amen. And, you know, I was just going to say that in 1 Peter, 1 Peter 1:22 says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love for one another earnestly, earnest love from a pure heart. And I believe that's what the Lord has also been speaking. You're talking about Rahab and how she was a blessing upon her whole family. She saved her whole household. She asked for favor when there was no favor. Amen. The Lord had intention on going in and slaying everything. But because of her obedience to help the spies and because of a faith that she didn't even know yet, able to see the salvation of her and her household. And so the next thing that God has been speaking to me about the obedience and about what's going on in this season is, are we concerned about our brothers and sisters? Are we, you know, it's easy to get on a line, and I, you know, I'm a prayer warrior, and we could get on the line and we could pray and we could e-bo-bo-bo-bo all day. But what happens when your brother and sister need somebody?
Yeah.
Are we still in love with our first love? See, when the Lord was the Lord was speaking to the church of Laodicea and told them that they left their first love, he wasn't talking about him. If you read the chapter, he was saying, hey, you're doing the soul winning, you're out there feeding the poor and all of that. But what happens, you bring people into the church and you leave them.
Wow, that's good.
You fail to disciple them. You fail to make sure your brother got bread on his table.
Yeah.
The thing that God is dealing with us on in this season is about putting up or shut up. Don't talk about it, be about it. The church was meant to be an outreach, to be the hands and the feet of Christ. And the only thing we have learned to do was to wall ourselves in and make ourselves feel good.
Wow, that's
so now
awesome.
The Lord's like, okay, I took your four walls from you. Now what are you going
to
do?
You better say that because we can't go to church right now. Yes, okay. Woman of God. Yeah.
I took your safe gate from you. Now what are you going to do?
Right.
And the woman of God said the first thing God dealt with her on is, I need you to go check on your sisters. Because our hearts have to return to the love of God, and the love of God will always be his children.
And that's so true. We have to be concerned more about my four no more and about what's just going on at my particular house. You know, Rahab had to go rescue all her family. And in the midst of that, you know, we got to remember that if she was found out, she was risking her own life.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, the church has to get back into putting the people first. You know, this has caught, now that we can't be in the pulpits, we have to be out there evangelizing. We're doing it in a different way, but I even believe, woman of God, after the dust settles and when all of this has passed over, that it will never be church as usual again. It will never be the same again. You know, with all the stuff that we talked about doing, now we're saying, man, I wish I would have did this. I wish I would have called that person. You know what I mean? So we really, I believe God has, you know, Cindy Jacobs have released this word reset, and I really believe God has reset the church. Reset what is important, reset, you know, our first priorities. Is the first priority your agenda, or is it his people? Because we cannot allow another crisis to hit and the people are still not ready.
My God.
So is it about your title, or is it about his people? Is it about you being lifted up, or is it really about the people? I believe God is resetting what ministry means.
That's it.
You know, he's reorganizing. He right now has us at a pause to reset us. You know what I mean? You know, I just believe that, you know, when Joshua brought, when they all crossed over, I believe the pause at Gilgal with the circumcision was more than just, you know, just, I really want you to understand why we're doing this. This is more than you crossing over to come into a land with milk and honey. This is
my
about
God.
You crossing over, coming to where God wants you to be. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about him. And I believe in this move, you know, God is really seeing, you know, saying, hey, this we resetting the order of the day. You know, and I had to repent, like, to my women's department, you know, that I minister to, you know, the women that I minister to, and, you know, members at my church, because there were things that God told me to do early 2019, at the end of 2018, things that I just put off. Now crisis hit, and now I'm having to find new innovative ways to reach out to my women, where there were some things that God had already told me to do. You know, and stuff like that. And I didn't have people like yourself to help me, give me advice, link me to people to be able to get some things done, you know. And so I just believe that God is saying, you know, okay, I'm causing you to reset.
Amen. Amen. And I think we're all there. But the blessed thing is that we're there. We're hearing from God. We're taking the time because it's not too late.
Right.
We're taking the time to allow the Spirit of God to reset us. And like you said, we'll never be the same. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So we're getting ready to transition. The woman of God has brought forth a dynamic word, and I very much enjoy, I always enjoy our conversations. But I want to give the people on the line a chance to speak. If you have anything you want to add, any questions, maybe you need prayer. We want to be there. I'm going to open up the phone lines for the team. If you have any background noise for the team that's on, please mute your phones. Okay? So just one second. Well, I'm going to release the phone line to 1021. I believe that's one of the team members. Did you have anything God has laid on your heart? Anything you may want to add? 1021.
Hi, this is Prophet Natasha James. I just enjoyed the word, and it was just so much. Just what the woman of God said about she believed the Lord is. Having us to redo the way we do ministry, and it's basically he's just resetting us back to the way that he intended ministry to be done, in the way that Jesus did ministry while he walked the earth, and all this extra stuff, you know, being in the pulpit, being on the program, being on the flyer, that stuff. I mean, right now, who's gonna fly who in? Who's gonna get an honorarium? That stuff right there is out the window now in this season. This is the season of who has the real relationship and the real connection with God. Who has their ear to God's mouth? That's this season right here. That's this season. So I just thank God for the word. And, you know, I had the Lord gave me a word for myself, a personal word, a couple of years ago. He said, out with the old and in with the new. Little did I know where so many things in my life going to change, because he was beginning to show me how the old way, the old wineskin wasn't going to hold the new glory of the Lord that was coming.
Ooh,
I thought
God.
It was just for my life. So I started texting everybody I knew. I had this was right after the gathering of God's daughters in 2018. I started texting everybody, out with the old, in with the new, out with the old, in with the new. And as that thing began to unfold, I've seen so much of the old way, even in the way I do ministry, the people that I'm connected with, my mindset, the way that I want to minister unto the Lord. So many things have changed right down to I had to get rid of an old vehicle and get a brand new one. Just so much of the old, you know, and I was trying to hold on to that old vehicle, and the Lord was still trying to usher in the new. So we just got in this season, whatever the Lord is ushering us to let go of, and we just got to by faith. We got to by faith. We really got to walk by faith. And I love what you said about Rahab. I mean, that woman of God, all she knew is to do. She helped where she could. And when she helped where she could, her whole family was saved. And she got and she was able to be listed, recorded as a woman of great faith. Isn't that awesome? Her whole life changed just because of obedience. Because she was willing to help, you know. She stopped what she was doing, running her business, to help. You see what I'm talking about? Well, I just like the word. The word was good. I just appreciate y'all. The word was good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophetess Corey, did you have anything you wanted to say?
No, I was just enjoying what she said, out with the old and in with the new. And so I'm just totally in agreement with that. And so a woman of God had a dream about me, and she said that, you know, I was in a new church setting, but I guess the new church setting that I was in had the old guard in there. And she said we were moving the old boxes out, but we were greeted at the door by, you know, the people of the old that still wanted to do things the old way. But she said we still had to keep moving that stuff out, and it brought back to me that dream. So I'm definitely moving the old stuff out and just moving new stuff in.
Amen, amen. Yes, I was actually one of the people who got that text, and I remember when she was, boy, woman of God was on fire with that word, amen. And it was a transformational word, and so we thank God for her obedience. But yeah, we are seeing transformation glory right before our eyes as the Lord is doing what he does best in our lives. Amen. Okay,
amen.
I'm going to open the line up to the line ending in 4093, the line is open. Okay. Line ending in 7810, the line is open. Seven eight 0-1. Seven 8-0-1. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh. Okay, hold on, because I just muted you. Praise God. Is there anything you'd like to add or any prayer you may need tonight?
Well, I thank God for the word that went forth, and I do agree with what was said. I just believe this world will not be the same after this. There will be glory after this. I remember going in a grocery store a week or two ago, and a lady said, "I'd be so glad this is over." And the world wants to go back to normal, but there's no normal in this. There's no more normal. They want to go back to the same way as things were before, but it can't be, because I just believe in my heart what you already said. God is doing a new thing, and through this, I know that God's people are going to be blessed. I don't know about you all, but I don't want to go back to the old. I don't want. If God's going to return, if this is revelation, whatever it may be, whatever this storm is, I just want to see glory after this, and I just want to be prepared for whatever God is doing. I'm ready to walk in that season. So I'm just grateful for the word, And I'm just ready for God. I'm just thankful for the manifestation of his glory. Like, I'm enjoying this time. I really am, because you get sick of doing the same old, same old. You get sick of doing the same routines every day when God says, I'm a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And I think at this time, we're really seeing it, because it's like it's time to see it. I remember one Sunday I had to go to the grocery store, and I got in my car. I said, Lord, I can't go to church today, but let me be the walls of your church. Let me be the walls. And reading the Bible, I saw how they was bringing different diamonds and different things. They were building the sanctuary, and I think it was in Leviticus. So now what will people see when we walk out? All these years we've been in church, what are they seeing on our lives now? What are we demonstrating? Because we are the living word. We are the living Bible. If no man ever walks into church, what are we demonstrating? What kind of diamonds and pearls and are we representing? Because we are the church. So that's it. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Powerful word and so much truth in it, and definitely in agreement with that. Amen. Okay, we're going to go to the next line. 2321. 2321, the line is open.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
We're great. How are you?
I'm good. I was on the line yesterday. I was, like, just really nervous, and I've been listening to what you ladies have been saying. Very powerful. I just need prayer. I know God. I love God. But there's some things in my life that I need to get rid of. I get to a point where, sorry, I'm nervous. I don't know why I'm nervous.
No, that's okay.
I get on the right path with him, but then I fall off easily. And then he's spoken to me several times, and a couple nights he's had me up at 3 a.m, and I get into the word, but I don't know where to start. And I just need prayer.
Amen. Amen. Prophetess Core, do you want to pray for the young lady? I could jump in with you or whatever the Lord leads.
Okay. The one thing I want to say is that when you don't know what to read, what I found out was reading the Psalms, but also the Gospels, because the Gospels is where you learn the most, to me, about Jesus. You know, you see his life, you see his walk. And so that is a good place to start. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or even in the book of Psalms, because so many of the Psalms are just so comforting during times when you're going through and everything. And I know you were saying something about falling off, but I just believe, woman of God, because your heart is open and because you want God, that God is going to align you with what you need to be aligned with at this moment. In your life, you know, we was talking about Rahab, how she aligned herself with praise, aligned herself with fruitfulness, and then came in covenant with peace. And so we're just believing those things for you tonight. And I want to decree to you and speak over your life tonight and decreeing that tonight is going to be a change. Moment you decided for your heart to change, we are decreeing a change. We're decreeing that when you get off this line tonight, you will not be the same woman who first got on. And so, Father, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for the cry of her heart. God, you are a good father. You are a great father. You are a loving father. You are a father who never gives up on his children. You want us to make it. You want us to succeed. And so, Father, I thank you right now, even through the airways, I'm praying for the presence of God that's here with me to meet her where she's at. In the name of Jesus, God, I speak over her life tonight, a greater level of intimacy with you, God, that she will begin to hear your words. And as she hears the word, God, that her heart will begin to just change, and God, that the alignment that she needs to be, the words she needs to be aligned with, that you will begin to speak it, and her heart will know. And so, Father, we thank you right now for the change, the radical change that's happening in her life right now. I thank you for visitation for her. I thank you for showing up and showing out in her life, God. Fill those areas, God, that she needs to be filled. Touch her in the area where she needs to be touched. God, regulate her mind. God, we thank you right now for a renewing of her mind and that she's being transformed because of it. God, we give you glory right now for what you're doing, and we declare and decree over her life greatness because the greater one is in her. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, woman, Prophetess Tisha.
Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, I just feel led to pray for relationships. Father God, for healing from broken relationships, Father God, that, Lord, you will begin to heal every wound, Father, that has been reopened and reopened again. I just keep seeing this same area. But Father God, in Jesus' name, we know that you are the sealer of all things, Lord God. We know that her heart is being mended even now. Lord, we release the balm of Gilead, Father God, to begin to heal those areas within her that need to be healed. Father, that every door of access of the enemy, Father God, that the enemy has been using, we shut that door and we seal that door with the blood of Jesus. Father, we smear the blood of Jesus over her now, Lord God, that realm of access, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, in every area, Father God, that has been opened in her life, Lord God, to bombardment of tormenting spirits. Father, I command every spirit of torment, Father, to loose its hold off of her. Every legal door of access through generational witchcraft, I command it to be broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that by the authority of the blood, she is set free, Father God. And I believe, Lord God, what you are saying in this hour, Lord God, that old things are passing away, all things are becoming new. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the newness of the Lord over her life right now in Jesus' mighty name. And that your peace, Lord God, that passes all understanding, will not only just be her portion, it will be her inheritance. So, Father, we thank you to peaceful nights sleep. We thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy. Lord, we bless you, Lord God, for restoring your daughter to better than she ever was, Father. Lord, we erase the effect of shame, Lord God, that weighty spirit that is trying to accuse her and say how she's wrong in this and she's worthless in that. But in this hour, Lord God, she will know she is great. She is amazing. She is enough for you, Father God. You're going to restore esteem in her life. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're going to build her up, Lord God. Sit her in that high place, Lord God, where she's inaccessible to the enemy. Father, transparency. Thank you, Lord. Incredible shot. Transparency. Father God, I pray even now, Lord God, that those areas that need to be seen, those things that, Lord God, need to be revealed, will be revealed so that she can completely be free. And so, Lord God, we thank you that we release the Spirit of God right now. We release your Spirit because your word declares it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. We release your Spirit, oh God, to do the perfect work as only he can do. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much. Amen.
And I just want to say this. There's only so much we can say on here. But I do need to say, make sure that you are surrounding yourself with worship and the word. I just see that there's something God wants to do, and he's trying to head you in. and things keep trying to come in and bombard. I'll say it that way. Okay? But I'm telling you, there's going to be so much liberty and so much freedom and so much refreshing you're going to find in the things of God as the Lord begins to saturate you and surround you and dance over you and just let you know how loved and how appreciated you are in Him. Amen?
Amen.
And so God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Prophet Core, did you have anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Amen. So God bless you. Was there anything you wanted to add? I'm sorry you didn't give us a name, so I haven't.
My name is Michaela. Thank
God
you
bless
so
you.
Much.
You are so welcome.
Oh,
you are so welcome. And I'm not sure how you heard about the line. I do have more, and that's why I keep stuttering. But I can't say it on here. This is a public line.
I'm on Facebook, and that Lopez, I have her on my Facebook, and she posted the hotline. I was on here yesterday, but I was nervous to say anything.
Okay, I will ask Prophet Lopez to connect us. I just have more to tell you that I can't say on here. But it's a good thing. There's good things. Let me make sure, because I see the enemy. He likes to try to worry you. But in the name of Jesus, we break that assignment right now in Jesus' name. But there is something that's going to be found in the richness of God's worship and the richness of His word. And I agree with Prophetess Core when she said to start reading the Psalms, because I'm telling you, when the Lord says the Lord is your shepherd, that you shall not want, He leads you and He guides you. When you start reading those Psalms and you realize He's talking to you, and those things were written long before you were ever thought of, it starts to restore some things that the enemy has tried to break down and destroy. Amen?
Amen.
So it's really good to meet you. And I give God praise, and I will write down the rest of what God has for me. And if nothing else, I'll give it to Prophetess Lopez, and she could pass it on for me. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay. Amen. So I thank God for each and every one of you that has come tonight. I think that's our last line for tonight. Amen. I thank God for Prophetess Core, who has come in as usual and dropped nuggets of the Lord for the people of God. And I'm so appreciative. I have never called on this woman of God, and she's been like, well, no, I'm busy. I'm booked and busy. Never. And mind you, I think she's just as busy as I am in life, period. But she's always answered the call, and I thank God for that. I thank God for her husband. I'm getting ready to call him Bishop. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Amen, Bishop. Okay. I thank God for Pastor Alan Core for giving us the blessing of his wife. And I don't know if your husband is there. He's free to have words, woman of God. That's really up to the man of God. But I thank God for both of you guys. Are amazing, amazing. And what you do,
we love
you. Are. Amen.
Amen. Oh, he's not available right now.
Okay. That's okay. I just wanted him to know he always welcome. He's family too. Amen. So so we give God praise. We will be back on, we are taking a break tomorrow night. We will be back on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. with Pastor Anita Williams and she's also here locally in Buffalo, New York. Amen. If you have a friend, phone a friend. Amen. Let them know that the word is going forth, and words of enlightenment, encouragement, edification, all of those things are going forth in this hour in Jesus' name. And though we are all kind of in our own place, let it be the secret place that you stay in and allow the Lord to just refresh you in that secret place. Amen?
Amen.
Prophetess Cordy, do you have anything else before we get ready to dismiss the line?
No, just want to encourage the people just to, you know, stay prayerful, you know, be encouraged and know that God is going to have this Passover as well.
Amen. 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 I thank the Prophetic Women Ministry team. Thank you for always praying, interceding, always being on time, ready in season and out of season. I give God praise for you and in your life. And at this time, we're going to dismiss the line. God bless you. I'll see you Sunday evening at 7 p.m. God bless.
Yeah. King Sha. Hey,
yeah, the Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath and still God. Still going how far? And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep your breath and still God. Still going how far? And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
Yeah, they